This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. A very important May 31st update for pandemic.news and naturalnews.com. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here. And of course, we have now, as a society, jumped out of the frying pan into the fire. In other words, the pandemic phase is winding down, at least until there's a second wave, which we'll talk about here. And the riots, which are engineered, you know, the planned riots, this is all an attempted communist revolution takeover. They're trying to breach the White House, to kill the president. And by the way, big tech is all with Antifa, and the left-wing media is all 100% in with Antifa. And the only way out of this, by the way, is for Trump to declare Antifa a terrorist organization, invoke the Insurrection Act of 1807, deploy the United States military, and just start arresting all these communists throughout big tech, throughout the Antifa leadership, throughout the left-wing communist-run universities, the Chinese-funded organizations, and the left-wing fake news media that is anti-America. It's really time. And I think Trump realizes this. He's throwing down the gauntlet on this. Once he declares Antifa a terrorist organization, by the way, it will probably cause basically everybody in the country to start standing their ground and shooting back at the violent rioters, which is frankly what needs to be done. When they are destroying property, burning down communities, beating people in front of their own shops and so on, you know, there's a way to solve that. And it's called, you know, firearms. You know, sometimes firearms deployed in self-defense really are a good answer to aggression and violence being carried out by, frankly, horribly unethical, immoral, lawless individuals who are being guided by an anti-America agenda and funded by globalists like Soros, who hates this nation and hates our Constitution and just hates humanity. But we've got to talk about the pandemic, because it has become increasingly the case that conservative media is now imagining that there is no virus. They are saying the whole thing was a hoax. It never existed. Nobody died. And, you know, I'm hearing this from all kinds of quarters of conservative and independent media, including from InfoWars and so on. And it's really not a well-informed position. It's not accurate. The virus isn't a hoax. And we've had 106,000 Americans die from it so far, and over 300,000 people dead globally. If you look at the mortuary records, the excess deaths that are, you know, just cemetery records and so on, prove that something big has been killing hundreds of thousands of people globally. And in fact, the official coronavirus death statistics don't even fully capture that number. The number of people killed by this is higher than the official numbers. And the number of people infected by coronavirus is probably lower than official numbers, because all the antibody tests produce false positives at a huge ratio. It's really insane. The thing is, there's a tendency for people to say, well, because the globalists use this to lock people down longer than was needed, which is the case. The lockdowns were weaponized. But they leap to the conclusion that therefore the virus was fake. That is absolutely the wrong conclusion. The virus is quite real. As Stuart Rhodes said, they can use a real virus to really fuck up your society. Pardon my language. I'm quoting Stuart Rhodes. But the virus is real, and the globalist effort to exterminate and imprison humanity is also real. Both of them are real. The good news is that as we've gained more knowledge about the virus over time, it has become apparent that almost everyone who's been killed by this is someone who is nutritionally deficient or has very horribly bad comorbidity factors like high blood pressure, diabetes, and so on. So the good news is that now I have confidence. Actually, I've talked about this for many weeks. We could end the lockdowns now. We could end the lockdowns with a couple of simple things, such as people taking nutritional supplements, vitamin D and zinc and vitamin C, as well as wearing masks in public places. Now, the mask issue has also become highly contentious. It's been divided. where among conservative Americans, the sentiment is 100% anti-mask, and to them, the mask has become a symbol of globalist oppression. Well, you know, I've been consistent about this from day one. Masks actually do work. And as you know, I used to live in Taiwan, and Taiwan has basically defeated this virus by everybody wearing masks. They did not resort to punitive lockdowns. They did not have to do what the U.S. did with these long, extended, you know, everything's closed. Taiwan society basically continued to function almost as normal because everybody wore masks. And in Asia, it's a common thing. It's not seen as a globalist plot to make everybody wear a mask. People wear masks in Asia all the time anyway, you know, riding around on their motor scooters or whatever because of all the pollution. It's normal for people to wear masks in polluted cities like Taipei or Beijing, you know, or Tokyo, whatever. It's pretty typical. So they don't see it as some kind of imposition on their freedom. It's really no imposition. Wearing a mask doesn't turn you into a slave. You know, it just makes you a responsible citizen in a public place, by the way, which is why I wear masks. But conservatives in America have become convinced that masks don't work. In fact, they've become convinced that masks are dangerous, which is absurd. And it just shows you that there's delusion on both sides of the aisle here. There's delusion on the left that they think that Trump is a Nazi and all white males are Nazis and they have to overthrow the country and communism is good and all these things that the left believes. And then on the right, the conservatives think masks don't work, the virus isn't real, the whole thing was a hoax. I got to tell you, both parties are delusional on certain issues. But what is even more important than whether or not people wear masks is, frankly, this communist revolution attempt, because communism will kill far more people than any virus. So in other words, we got to put this in perspective, which is why I'm not talking as much about masks and even about the virus as much, because if communism takes over America, they're going to kill all Trump supporters. They're going to execute patriots. They're going to mass murder heterosexual white males. If Antifa wins, the deaths of the coronavirus, which is 100,000 so far, are going to pale in comparison to the mass murder and genocide of the Communist Party, which is more like they might try to kill 100 million people in America. So it is important to prioritize and keep this in perspective. This is why I'm not running around right now heavily criticizing conservatives for their lack of knowledge about the virus and the pandemic and masks and things like that, because frankly, it's become increasingly irrelevant compared to the communist uprising. And when it comes to the communist uprising, you know, make no mistake, I'm with the president on this. I'm with America. I'm with the Second Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the right to self-defense, you know? So all of us in sort of pro-liberty media, we all have in common this understanding that the greatest threat right now is actually communism and Antifa and these terror cells that are trying to destroy America. So that's a lot of my editorial focus right now, and that's why. But do not ever forget that this pandemic is not over. It's going to come back. These riots may actually contribute to its spread. It's nowhere near over. And according to some of my intel sources, Communist China is probably preparing to release a second bioweapon, and they may have already released it, that's going to have a much higher fatality rate than this first wave. So that's coming. We all need to be aware of that. Thank you for listening. Be safe. Get armed. You know, be ready to defend your community. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, Brighteon.com. Thank you for listening, and God bless America.